at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Boeing's 30,000 union machinists voted overnight to strike.
Seattle-based Boeing had laid out an offer that would have raised salaries by 25% over 4 years. But machinist Francis King says that doesn't match the cost of living.
Second, third year, they want to do a 4% gross wage increase. That's inflation. That's what the inflation rate's at.
After the overnight vote... In a statement, the plane maker says it's committed to resetting its relationship with its employees and is ready to resume negotiations. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ukraine on the agenda as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer visits President Biden at the White House today. They're considering loosening restrictions on Kyiv using Western missiles to strike deeper into Russia. President Trump now rejecting offers for another debate. Meanwhile, he's outlining a new tax plan. Overtime would be tax-free. Vice President Kamala Harris and Trump back on the campaign trail. Opposite sides of the country today. Trump in California, Nevada, Harris in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Investigators now say that the 14-year-old who killed four people at his Georgia high school concealed an assault rifle in his backpack. They say he then asked to be excused from class and hid until he opened fire. GameStop going the way of Blockbuster Video. More stores are closing.
It used to be people went to GameStop for the latest video games and consoles, but now most people download games digitally and order their consoles online. So you'll be seeing fewer and fewer brick-and-mortar GameStop stores in the coming months. The retailer, once a go-to for all things gaming, closed 287 stores over a year-long period as of March. That still leaves about 4,000 stores nationwide, but that number is expected to dwindle. A disappointing earnings report this week didn't help. GameStop stock lost 15% of its value in one day. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WNBA star Caitlin Clark, pretty popular. Her signature basketball selling out in 40 minutes, Wilson says, made tens of thousands of dollars on them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Now with the Richland County Fair over, 4-H record books will soon be due. Hi. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Make your record book stand out with new farm animal, 4-H paper, and stickers from the Creative Outlet. Mention this ad and receive 20% off your record book scrapbooking supplies. Stop in while the current supplies last at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this, Ezekiel 11:12 states, "And ye shall know that I am the Lord, for ye have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you." don't do this. You're too little, an older brother warned just before he jumped from the bed of Dad's pickup truck. The young boy was 4 or 5, and his brother just 19 months older. He remembered the defiance that sprang up in his heart. How dare he tell me that I was too little to do something he was doing? And so he jumped. The older brother was right. Down he went, landing on his face, knocking out a tooth. His defiance of his brother's warning brought him a lot of blood and tears and many toothless photos in the following months. God offers help today. However, if we have refused to listen and are facing consequences for our defiance, God still offers restoration, if we will repent and turn to Him. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Summer-like conditions persisting across the region, not only today, but really all the way through the middle of next week at least, with temperatures generally running a good 15 degrees above normal. A little bit more humid as time goes on here, as well as moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Francine lifts north through the Mississippi Valley. Currently, it's causing some rain as far north as St. Louis, and a couple of those scattered showers could work into western Wisconsin late tonight and tomorrow. Right around our area, the best chance of catching a scattered shower would be tomorrow afternoon, and then again into Sunday, but again, pretty spotty in nature. Most spots will likely have less than a few tenths of an inch of rainfall. Behind that weather system, rather quiet conditions shaping up once again for next week. The next chance of rain probably holding off until maybe Thursday or Friday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and warm with a high of 83, east wind up to 10. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight, low at 60. Tomorrow mostly cloudy and more humid with a 40% chance of a few spotty showers or thunderstorms. High near 81 degrees. The wind southeast up to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, a passing shower or thunderstorm possible, low 62. And Sunday, variably cloudy and muggy, some isolated showers or thunderstorms possible, high near 82. As we head into Monday, partly sunny, low 61, high about 84. Tuesday, staying warm with plenty of sunshine, low in the upper 50s with a high at 83. Wednesday, little change, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, low 56 with a high of 84. And Thursday, partly cloudy, rather warm once again, low in the upper 50s with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Current status of the stats here in Richland Center, 56 degrees with some sunshine. Also, 86 was yesterday's high. The record high, 93, established in 1952. Record low, 29 in 1955. Last year's high was 65 and the low, 47. Also looking at some stats from the sunsets, 7:16, so it gets a little earlier each day that goes by, and a little later in the morning. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 6:40. Right now we have a wind from the northeast around 3 miles per hour. Barometer is up slightly at 30.03, and no precipitation today. After a low of 52, it is 56 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tackle your next project with ease with NAPA's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and NAPA. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and NAPA, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. We'll take a look at last night's high school sports scoreboard, a look ahead at week number 4 of high school football, and the Brewers with a win, and Jack Centurio continues to impress at 20 years old.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. River Valley lost in 5 sets to Lancaster in high school volleyball last night. The scores were 25-19 Lancaster. River Valley won the next two, 25-23 and 25-10. The Flying Arrows won the last two, 25-6 and 15-6. Lancaster improved to 1-1 in the league. For the Young Blackhawks, it was the second conference loss to start the season, and both have gone 5 sets after a loss to Prairie du Chien last week. Richland Center also lost in a total of 5 sets at Platteville. The Hornets won the first 26-24, then lost 25-22 and 25-18 to the Hillmen. The Hornets bounced back to win the fourth 25-16. This forced a fifth set. Platteville pulled away for a 15-10 win to take the match. The Hornets will play at River Valley on Tuesday for its next conference match. Elsewhere in the SWAL, a win for Fenimore over Riverdale, 3-0, and Darlington swept Southwestern. In the Ridge and Valley, the Ithaca Bulldogs with another win in the league. They went 3-0, winning 25-13, 25-15, 25-22 over Waseca Steuben. Seneca was a winner by sweep over DeSoto, and Kickapoo 3-0 over Weston. Weston had 15 kills in the match. Brookwood edged Royal 3-2 in the Scenic Bluffs last night. Also a win for Marshall over Wisconsin Heights, 3-0. Scores we have in high school soccer, it was River Valley 4-1 over Reedsburg. Wisconsin Heights Barneville over Cambridge Deerfield, 3-2. Wisconsin Dells 9-1 over Nakusa. And also Holman 8-0 over Arcadia. High school football saw Holman defeat Baraboo 31-0. And now our football preview for this week. Richland Center is in action tonight at home against Lancaster. I asked Coach Andrew Troxell how long it's been since the Hornets have defeated the Arrows.
Yeah, it's been 17 years. I think the last time was 2007 when Coach Ewing was a player. We came close in 20 and had a couple opportunities to do it then and just couldn't seal the deal. So it'll be nice to have that opportunity again this year. And, you know, I mean, Lancaster has a ton of athletes. You know, and they do a great job developing their kids over there. And I think that our matchup is really strong as it relates to these guys, whether that be offensively. I think we can run the ball. You know, we've got some areas that we want to kind of exploit. Our pass defense is going to look different going into this week and even next week against Platteville. So you'll see more of a two-high shell to prevent that stuff. And, I think our O-line is excited and we've got some personnel matchups that we're going to try to exploit on our end this week.
Coach Troxell talked about working on getting the right lineup for the Hornets.
And then defensively, we're just trying to find a little bit more of our home for certain kids. And so I think we've got we've got a good handle on where certain kids are going to be going into this contest. So I really like our matchups. I think these kids can play loose, right? It simplifies the game, and I think anytime you can do that, the kids are just more confident in their own abilities.
That's our featured game of the week, Lancaster at Richland Center, pregame time 6:40 on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Broadhead Judah plays at River Valley. Co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about getting it going on the ground last week in a win over Dodgeville.
Yeah, the running game worked extremely well. Our offensive line played one of the best games I've seen in a long time. They're looking real comfortable and they're playing real fast, which opened up a lot of holes, and Dodgeville was struggling a little bit to see who actually had the ball and where it was going. So I give a ton of credit to the offensive line for that game.
And Dan talked about this week's opponent.
Yeah, Broadhead Judah is always a traditional powerhouse. They're very disciplined. They know what they're doing. And watching film, they fire off the ball ready to come after you. So their game against Platteville is a little misleading. They had a few key turnovers that stopped their drives, but they were still pretty explosive.
Elsewhere tonight, New Glarus plays at Dodgeville, and the top game in the conference, Prairie du Chien at Platteville. In the Six Rivers, Wazika Steuben-Seneca is at Riverdale. Here's Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps.
You know, I think they're a group of kids that are always competitive every year. You know, they're going to get up front. They're going to get after you a little bit. They had some kids out earlier. I think they're in the same boat as us, but now they're starting to get guys back. So it should be a pretty good game. It should be a tough game. You know, we can't overlook them. I think that if we take care of the ball and keep improving on some of the errors that we had, should be good for us.
Coach Luke Phelps, who talked about key points of the game.
I think they've got the size and the strength up front. Historically, you know, they had some good-sized kids, physical. I think our strength lies on our edges. You know, we got to find a way to establish the run game. We try that every game, but really we've got some athletes on the perimeter that we can do a lot of stuff on the edges, and we're going to utilize that these next couple weeks to our advantage.
Elsewhere, Potosi-Cassville at River Ridge and Pecatonica-Argyle visits Iowa Grant. Mineral Point in the Swall is at Cuba City. Southwestern East Dubuque at Darlington. Benton Scales Mount Schulzberg plays at Fenimore. In the Scenic Bluffs, Brookwood at Royal, Cashton at New Lisbon, Hillsboro at Nisida, and Bangor at Ithaca. Here is co-head coach Kyle Kelly of the Bulldogs.
Their defense is set up the same way Hillsboro is, so that was kind of nice to have play them first. So I think what we have scheme-wise in place, that we can make a game out of this Friday and hopefully pull out a W.
The Bulldogs have had challenges over the years against Bangor.
They're always going to be good. They have a great program and phenomenal system. They're always going to be tough. They just want to run the ball nonstop and control the line of scrimmage, and they're very effective at doing just that. So if we can stop them on first down, and that'll be huge.
That game coming up, one of the top games in the area, Bangor at Ithaca tonight. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. Also, Atoma plays at Mauston, La Crosse Logan at Reedsburg, and Westby at West Salem, Wisconsin Dells at Adams Friendship. Eight-player football in the Ridge and Valley, DeSoto at North Crawford, Kickapoo LaFarge at Belmont, and Wisconsin Heights at Highland. Waniwak Weston plays tomorrow, kickoff time noon, in Monticello. Bowling scores to recap from the Coffee Clutch League. Spare Parts at an 18-21. Pin Pals, 17-74. And the ILK, 16-52. Spare Parts, 6-16 and a 6-10 game. And the Pin Pals, a 6-4. Cheryl McNerlin, a 5-41. Patricia Adams, 4-87. Elma Manning, a 4-38. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin, 2-24. Patricia Adams, 176. Cheryl McNerlin, a 171. In the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling, Series High, Morris Heating and Cooling, a 29-66. Julie Karen, State Farm, a 29-29. And the Misfits, a 28-61. Morris Heating and Cooling with a 10-33. The Misfits had the second high game, a 1,005. And Julie Karen, State Farm, 995. The top bowler, Elijah Cannon, 172 over average with a 760. Chase Keller had a 700. And Ken Nick Sr., a 680. Top game, Elijah Cannon at 268. Logan Lindvig and Scott Oman each had 266s. And Ken Nix Jr. at 259. Additional highlights, Brandon Adams bowled a 603, 165 over average. Monica Wheaton bowled a 476, 134 over average. Rich McConkie with a 416, 125 over average. Glenn Brunner bowled a 505, 115 over average. Brian Klebisaddle with a 512, 100. 101 over average, and Luke Jacobson bowled a 548, 95 pins over average. On the state scene, Frankie Montas and three relievers blanked the Giants on five hits. 3-0, the Brewers were victorious. Milwaukee's magic number is down to 7. The winning run scored in the seventh inning on a Willie Adames walk and 3 wild pitches. Rookie Jackson Churio provided the insurance run with a 2-run home run in the next frame. Churio at 20 became the youngest player in Major League Baseball history to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in his rookie season. Here is his manager. That would be Pat Murphy.
It's just an incredible story. I feel privileged to be part of it, to just see the way he just stays after it. You know, he hadn't had the best series in the world necessarily, but just to see him stay after it and come up big like he does, and there's no moment too big for him.
It's been an amazing year for the youngster.
20 homers and 20 steals as a 20-year-old kid. And then, from what I understand, he was younger than the other two that are in that same category. So it's like the youngest kid ever to go 20-20 in Major League Baseball. What a just an incredible accomplishment.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals 6-1 over Cincinnati, and Miami beat Washington 6-3. In the American League, Houston 6-3 over Oakland, Tampa Bay 5, Cleveland 2, the Yankees 2-1 over Boston, Texas 5-4 winners against Seattle, Colorado a 4-2 win against Detroit. From the NFL last night, Buffalo 31-10 over Miami. Well, he isn't right now trying to confuse the Colts, but Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is legitimately not sure whether Jordan Love will be available or not on Sunday as the Packers get ready to face the Colts.
There's always obviously a risk, whether it's practice or the game, and you just got to make a gut decision on it. And hindsight's always going to be 20/20. You know, if you go out there and somebody gets dinged up and you miss them for a significant amount of time, you know, it's just one of those things. I think the trend around the league for most teams now is to rest your guys. So I'd say it's similar for a lot of teams. Some teams do choose to play the guys, but we did not.
And Coach Luke Fickell's undefeated Badgers face their biggest early season challenge. The number 4-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide invade Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin beat South Dakota State last week 27-13, and Bama thumped South Florida 42-16. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Our regular features continue on WRCO. Coming up, we'll talk about some brand new country releases on Fresh from the Country. That is right around the bend. It is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Karens with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Karens State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Welcome to Fresh from the Country as well today on this 13th of September, Friday morning. A brand new one to kick it off from Brian James.
Blue skies in a little old town where dreams take flight. Fields of corn to the rolling hills where the hard land echoes in the spirit field. Every sunset that I see, each passing day I more believe, where I belong I'm grounded deep. Cause I was country born, country bred. When I die I'll be country. And the tall pines sway, work hard for a while in the jukebox play. Beneath that Amarillo sky, the dirt I love is where I'll lie, where I belong. God got it right. I was country born, country bred. When I die I'll be country. To the honky-tonk bar where the banjo rolls with the steel guitar. Wear my hat with pride in the country I love. Lay me down on this soil when my time comes.
Brian James on WRCL, Fresh from the Country today. Country music news in general. Rock star Jon Bon Jovi talked a woman down from jumping off a bridge in Nashville this week. Bon Jovi was filming a music video for his song, The People's House, when he noticed a woman had climbed over the guardrail on the John Siegenthaler pedestrian bridge. She appeared ready to jump. The whole incident was filmed as Bon Jovi went over to talk to her, calmed her down, and even shared a hug. He and one of his assistants then helped her back to safety until local police and fire officials arrived on the scene shortly thereafter. That's a good story with a happy ending. Some notes on today, a song that's moving up on the charts, up to the top 20 this week for Chris Stapleton. Stapleton and his latest release, which is up to the top 20 this week, and I Think I'm in Love with You. Fresh from the country on WRCO for a Friday morning. And please stay tuned. We'll have trivia for you coming up in a few minutes today.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra. From infants to men's size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Sawdust Days are here at McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City from September 23rd through the 28th. Get ready to power up your outdoor projects with exclusive deals on steel products. From chainsaws that slice through wood like butter to trimmers that keep your lawn looking sharp, we've got it all. Plus, enjoy huge savings on steel accessories to keep your equipment running at its peak. Don't miss out on these limited time offers. Visit McFarland's today and gear up.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Next up in our Fresh from the Country, a young lady was in our studios a few weeks ago. A very interesting story, Australian initially, and now living in the U.S. and playing songs all over the country and now on the radio. This is Lucy Tiger. Lucy Tiger, everybody knows your name. Country music news, and this is big news. Brooks and Dunn have unveiled big travel plans for 2025. The Country Music Hall of Famer duo will launch their Neon Moon Tour next March. For this show, the band is promising a hit-packed set of classic country hits, and that will span the length of their 30-year-plus career. The tour even takes its name from Neon Moon, one of the hit singles off of their 1991 debut album, Brand New Man. To double down on the throwback vibes, this is pretty big if you're a fan of 90s country. Brooks and Dunn are bringing another legendary hitmaker back with them, David Lee Murphy, who will open up all the dates on the trek. That's really cool, and we like David Lee. I'm a fan of him from being in Richland Center a couple of times during the Star Spangled years, and just the chance to bring him back out on there. I think he's sort of semi-retired, but I think he was when he was having his hits, too, because he would be out mowing his pasture one day and then on the bus going to a show the next. The newly announced dates are the first leg of the Neon Moon Tour, which is expected to extend into several months of the year, next year. Trivia time today. We have a great prize courtesy of Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe awaiting our winner today. Here is the question. What is the first prize Bob Barker ever announced on The Price is Right when it started in 1972? Is it A, a new car, a Chevy Vega? Or is it B, a fur coat? Could it be C, a microwave oven? Or D, an 8-track stereo? 608-647-4155. That's the contest line. This song also moving up quickly for Jordan Davis. I Ain't Sayin'.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Jordan Davis on WRCO, and I Ain't Sayin'. All right, well, congratulations to our winner, Jerry Bruja, who came through the line with the right answer. The first prize Bob Barker ever announced on The Price is Right when it started in 1972 was a fur coat. You should have answered B, a fur coat. They were all legitimate because I'm sure he probably announced them shortly thereafter, including a new car, a Chevy Vega. Actual retail price, what would it have been? Probably about $3,000, somewhere in that area, I suppose. Microwave oven, 8-track stereo, certainly legit as well. But a fur coat, the first one that Mr. Barker ever announced on The Price is Right. Jerry wins some delicious cookies from our sponsor of Friday Morning Trivia, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Reminder, Jackson Street in Boaz is closed for a time this morning as they do some work, some tree work there in that area. So Jackson Street will be closed for a time in Boaz. Coming up on the morning show, more of our friends will stop by for some community conversation, and we'll be talking about an event coming up at the Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chrissy Schmidt Farm Rural Life Day, which is happening next week. So we'll talk about that during our time together, plus some other topics as well, right here on the WRCO Morning Show. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
This is the final week to shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid, Whisper Quiet, and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting at only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
It is 60 degrees in Richland Center today, the 13th of September. A lucky day for one of my pals, Ryan Elliott, who has a birthday number 50. So if you see Ryan in his room at Pine Valley Community Village, wish him all the best today. Happy birthday from the family and Jesse and Piper and Ryan with another year older and a wiser birthday today. Best of luck. This song has been all around the charts into the top 10 again for Jelly Roll this week.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well.
A new one from Greg Pratt. It's called If You Remember the 90s.
I walk
walked in and the bartender was wearing an old Nirvana t-shirt. I said, hey, I'm too young to remember. Pour me a drink, give me some dirt. I hear the 1990s were the best time to be alive. No cell phones, no social media, messing up our minds. And she said, if you remember the 1990s, man, you weren't there. We were rocking in the free world, free falling in the sweet 420 air. Living a vida loca, party all day, party all night. If you remember the 1990s, man, you weren't doing it right. Had friends in low places, gin and juice in my hand. We'd head on down to the Love Shack and dance to a Macarena band. Beastie Boys, Spicy Girls, Y2K had us on the run. But no sign of anxiety, too busy having fun. And she said, you remember the 1990s, man, you weren't there. Rockin' in the free world, free falling in the sweet 420 air. We were living the vida loca, party all day, party all night. If you remember the 1990s, man, you were doing it.
That's Fresh in the Country and a remembrance from a new song standpoint, Greg Pratt, if you remember the 1990s. This week's most played country songs across the land, Luke Bryan, Love You, Miss You at number 5, Chase Matthew, Love You Again at number 4, Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma at number 3, Dustin Lynch with Jelly Roll and Chevrolet at number 2, a song that samples the old song Drift Away by Dobie Gray. And here is a song that samples an old David Bowie song. It's back at number 1 for Chris Young.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves his southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves a cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot light. Here's to good girls that can't keep from falling for don't like small towns that keep staying small. Here's the old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves a cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside.
it's more.